The next patient is Margaret Cole. The last name is C-O-L-E. In the case of a 59-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD 3B. CMP, the serum creatinine was 1.82, the BUN was 26, the potassium was 4.2, and the estimated GFR went down to 32. Interestingly, and after the administration of Jardiance, the protein creatinine ratio, but it was consistent with just 194 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is a substantial decrease compared to the prior determinations. The patient is encouraged to continue taking the medication. Number two, the patient has a coronary artery disease, a status post-coronary artery bypass. The patient had the bypass done in September 19 of 2023, and later on she had an AICD. She continues to gain weight. From the last to the present time, the patient has gained 6 pounds. She weighs 198 pounds with a BMI of 37. I explained to the patient the comorbidities associated to the obesity. That's the reason for us to see a decrease in the estimated GFR. It's also a factor that has to do with the blood pressure. This time the blood pressure is 146/98. That is non-acceptable. Following number arterial hypertension, as above, is elevated, is associated to the salt intake, to the weight gain, and I don't see a point in changing the prescription when we know that the patient has to change the lifestyle. Following number, the patient has a peripheral vascular disease, a status post amputation of the one toe. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has Charcot's foot. Following number, she has diabetic retinopathy in the past and lost the vision in the left eye. Following number, has history of hyperuricemia, the uric acid. Is 7.1, coming down from 8.3. Paragraph, we emphasize the need for the plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. And this time I suggested to buy the application of the Weight Watchers in order for her to be able to change the behavior. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.